It's early October, 1914. It's supper time. Grandpa sits midway on one side of the dining room table. Grandma is at the end. Ronald and Trevor and the hired men are in their places. The hired men have showered, slicked back their hair, donned clean shirts and trousers. Fried potatoes steam in a dish on the snowy tablecloth. There are pitchers of milk, slices of cold meat, bread and butter, fresh applesauce, creamed carrots. Grandpa has said the blessing, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits." The food is passed. People begin to eat. Grandpa looks around the table. He says, "I saw a sight today I have never seen before, and I hope I shall never see again." Everyone pauses to pay attention to Daddy Dogan. "I went over to Tiffany very early this morning to buy a cow." Everyone nods. They know where Grandpa went and that he returned with a cow. "It was still dark when I got there. I saw a light in the barn. I went in and saw a lantern way down at the end of the row of cows. Someone was milking there. So I walked down to see who. And as I got close, I saw it was a little lad. And he seemed to be milking in an odd sort of manner." Grandpa had everyone's complete attention. "It was chilly this morning. There was frost." Everyone nods. "The little lad was barefoot. And when I got up to him, I saw that he was balancing himself on the milking stool with one foot and holding the other one over the bucket." Grandpa pushes back his chair and demonstrates. "And milking the stream of warm milk onto that dirty little foot. And when that foot was warm, he put it down on the stall floor and raised his other dirty little foot and milked onto that one." The gathering is thunderstruck. Grandpa looks at their stunned faces and laughs silently. His eyes disappear. Then everyone explodes into laughter. When the hubbub dies down, Grandma declares Wesson, "That can't be true." Wesson assures her it is. Ronald shouts into his father's ear trumpet, "Did you say anything to anybody? Did you tell his father or mother?" Grandpa laughs and shakes his head no. "Your wife asked me in for a cup of coffee and some coffee cake. I drank the coffee black."